Imagine a giant snowball fight, only instead of snow, everyone has handfuls of colorful powder. That's what the Hindu holiday of Holi is like in India, and sometimes in the US, like this clip from Krishna Temple in Spanish Fork, Utah. Here in Michigan, the India Association of Kalamazoo will hold its Spring Festival on Saturday to celebrate Holi and other Indian festivals that mark the coming of spring. Although it's too cold to throw color outside, attendees at the festival can still get a bit of paint.
What they have is a little tray with the colors in it, and they would put like a little dot on your head, which is called a tilak. And they'll say Happy Holi. Sometimes they'll put a little color on the cheek.
That's Dali, a longtime dancer and cultural secretary for the association.
I'm just known by Dali. Most people know me as Dali, and I usually stick to that. But I've been teaching dancing and choreographing dance in Kalamazoo and in other parts of USA for 32 years.
The festival has been going on for about as long as Dali's been dancing in the States. Every year they have booths with food from different parts of India, as well as songs and dances from Bollywood, a nickname for the Indian film industry. Almost every Bollywood movie is like a musical, with group choruses and big dance numbers.
Sajna ji vari vari jao ji main, Sajna ji vari vari jao ji main, Tu hi to mera sansar hai, aisa mera pyar hai, aisa mera pyar hai.
Kalavati Martinez will sing a few Bollywood songs at the festival. She says, unlike American musicals and theaters, the music for Bollywood movies is played on the radio months before the premiere.
So the music is good. It builds interest for the movie, and then more people go to watch the movie for the songs too. So there have been movies that the movies suck, but the songs are awesome, so they get a good opening, you know, for at least 4 or 5 days until people realize that the movie sucks and then stop going for it.
Martinez also sings traditional Indian music, but she says Bollywood songs are a better fit for more lighthearted festivals like Holi.
It has the appeal, you know, a lot of people know the song so they can, you know, sing along or enjoy it. Whereas if I sing more traditional Indian classical music, that kind of music is played in a setting where the crowd is seated, quiet, you know, listening to you. You have accompaniment and you're singing for the crowd, which is totally into listening to music, whereas this festival is more about the food and enjoying with others, so it fits the mood to sing lighter music, as I would call it.
Mera naam chin chin chu, chin chin chu, baba chin chin chu, raat chandni mein aur tu, hello mister, how do you do?
Just like top 40 hits on the radio, Bollywood songs and dances have a way of uniting people from all parts of India. And Dali says the dance moves are so easy, anyone can follow along.
Change the light bulb, pet the dog, then shake your hips. That's all you got to remember. Change the light bulb, pet the dog, fly the kite. Music is a very important part, music and dancing, of Indian culture. We dance to births, we dance at weddings, we dance at deaths, we dance at festivals. I mean, pretty much music goes hand in hand with daily life.
Dali and Kalavati Martinez will perform at the India Association of Kalamazoo's Spring Festival. The festival starts at 6:30 Saturday night at the Kalamazoo County Expo Center.